This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey testified in front of the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Subcommittee Tuesday, saying the EPA's Clean Power Plan is illegal. Liz McCormick reports.
At a hearing entitled The Legal Implications of the Clean Power Plan, held in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, along with four others, spoke before U.S. senators on the legality of the EPA's clean power proposal. The EPA's plan is due to be finalized this summer and would require the nation to reduce its carbon emission rate by 30% by 2030. Senator Shelley Moore Capito was the chairwoman of the subcommittee. Morrissey expressed concern for the economies of West Virginia and other energy states, asking for the plan to be reevaluated.
This proposed rule is actually causing real tangible harm in the states, and also it's affecting power plant operations currently. If you go and look at our litigation, we have at least eight declarations from very experienced environmental regulators who talk about the cost of trying to comply with this rule. The other point that I would raise is that the time frames associated with this proposal are hyper-aggressive.
Morrissey claims the proposed regulations are illegal because they seek to require states to regulate coal-fired power plants when the EPA already regulates those same plants under the Hazardous Air Pollutant Program. Morrissey says amendments to the Clean Air Act in 1990 prohibited double regulation. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.
More than 100 people came to hear from Pennsylvania state regulators and Shell last night about the company's plan to build a petrochemical plant in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, just across the state border from West Virginia's northern panhandle. The hearing was part of a public comment on the plant's air quality permit. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
To build its proposed multi-billion dollar ethane cracker, Shell would have to deal with Pittsburgh's bad air quality. Since the region doesn't meet EPA standards for clean air, the company will have to show its plant won't make the air here worse. That includes buying pollution offsets from other facilities to make up for the hundreds of tons of particles and smog-inducing chemicals the cracker would emit. Still, many who came to the hearing praised the plan. Mike McDonald is president of Beaver County Building Trades.
You know, I've been here 40 years. I built steel mills and tore them all down and haven't seen anything in the last so many years. I think it's a great opportunity.
The public comment for Shell's air permit ends May 15th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:47. Some fog this morning. Partly sunny skies today. There is a chance of some scattered rain and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s today. A chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight and into tomorrow.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Tamarack, where photographer Joe Elbert crafts found wood into collapsible furniture. At I-77, exit 45, and TamarackWV.com.
Can service dogs help veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder function in a civilian work environment? Jesse Wright reports that researchers at West Virginia University are trying to find out.
Sometimes it's hard to get interviewees to open up when you first meet them.
Bella, speak. Speak. Oh, inside voices. That's very good.
Meet Bella, a 2-year-old yellow Labrador retriever, and her trainer, Morgan Searing. I caught up with them last week while Bella was showing off her skills to a group of kindergarten students touring the WVU Service Dog Training Center at the university's research farm. The dog training program began 10 years ago as a class to give pre-veterinary students the chance to learn about animal behavior. But now it trains dogs for veterans who have both PTSD and mobility issues. The training center has all the things you would find in a typical house, from a living room and a set of stairs to a row of fridges that the dogs can practice opening.
I need a drink. I can tell Bella to get me a water. Bella, water.
Bella is trotting over to the fridge. She pulls open the door and grabs a bottle. She hands it to Searing and closes the door. Searing says Bella has also been trained to provide a buffer for her person when he's out in public.
Her person likes a lot of space, so she'll walk around the person to keep like a imaginary bubble around them. So she'll just circle around her person if he gets uncomfortable.
Bella is nearing the end of her training. Dr. Jean Mead runs the service dog program at WVU. She says Bella's skills will be customized to fit her person's particular needs.
When he gets stressed, he strokes his beard. And so he wanted us to teach the dog when he started to stroke his beard to come and put her head in his lap as a calming thing.
Mead says having a service dog can be a transformative experience for a veteran with PTSD.
We have another veteran that could no longer stay in the same bedroom with his wife at night because he would have severe night terrors.
So the veteran wears a heart rate monitor.
So that at night when he's sleeping and his heart rate starts to accelerate, the dog alarm awakens him before he goes into a nightmare, which has really changed his life.
Many veterans say that a therapy dog can help alleviate the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, researchers at WVU are studying whether service dogs might help control the symptoms of PTSD in the workplace.
There's a tremendous amount of anecdotal evidence that service dogs are really helping these folks, but there's not a lot of empirical evidence to support it. And so the VA is waiting for that empirical evidence to make their decision of whether they will fund benefits for psychological service dogs.
We're trying to generate that empirical evidence as to whether or not service dogs could help veterans get back into employment and society.
That's Professor Matt Wilson. Working with psychology specialists at WVU, Wilson designed a scientific study to examine how dogs in the workplace affect veterans with PTSD. During the study, veterans will be monitored in a simulated work environment while they perform mildly stressful tasks. Dr. Mead is also involved in the study.
We have a computer-simulated task that is intended to induce stress. The veterans are hooked up to heart rate monitors and eye blink monitors and are asked to do this demanding task, and then these physiological parameters are measured.
Two types of tasks will be used. One is much like a hearing test, where participants are asked to respond to flashing lights on a screen. The other involves completing math problems. Because it can cost up to $25,000 to train a service dog, Mead says one of the study's goals is to find out whether a therapy dog can provide the same benefit as a service dog. She explained that a therapy dog doesn't require the same intensive training that a service dog needs.
So would a therapy dog in a workplace provide stress release to someone that wasn't their dog, it's just wandering around through the office setting, or do you really have to have that bond with the dog to get that kind of a response and benefit?
The research is part of a WVU project called ROVER. ROVER stands for Returning Our Veterans to Employment and Reintegration. Wilson says he is currently recruiting veterans with and without service dogs for the ROVER study. Wilson also encourages veterans across the nation to complete a survey on the Project ROVER website. Among other things, information gathered through the survey will aid in the design of more studies that focus on the barriers veterans with PTSD face in reintegrating back into civilian life. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.
And you can find out more about how to fill out the survey and sign up for the lab study by going to our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Your comments are always welcome. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.